May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yesterday during Christmas in the Square, I couldn't help laughing to myself every time I ran into someone or got a text message asking, "Where is the church table?" or "Where is the living nativity?" And I would either say or text back, "Right outside Butts and Bets." Now, last year was the first time that we took the living nativity into the festivities in Christmas in the Square, and somehow we landed right outside Butts and Bets. And this year, we did kindly ask if there might be another place for us. Of course, not saying we didn't want to be outside Butts and Bets, just wondering, is there any other place that we might be during Christmas in the Square? And the organizers very nicely said, "Oh, we think the place where you were last year was perfect." So therefore, once again, we were outside Butts and Bets. But you know, I actually think it is totally fitting that the living nativity was right there. Because the promise of the Advent season is that Christ will soon be born again. He will be born into our messy world, Butts and Bets and all. He will be born again so soon into our imperfect lives. And I don't know about you, but I need to hear that good news. Because right now it can feel like the world is falling apart. It can feel like our lives are beyond repair. But it's into a world like this, into a world like ours, that Christ will be born. The one we call Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will be born again on Christmas Day, whether we are ready or not. That was the good news that the prophet Isaiah had for King Ahaz. Your world might be a mess right now, but trust, believe, that God is still at work. The Reverend William Barber tells this great story about his grandmother. He says, "When I was growing up in eastern North Carolina, I used to love to sit in my grandma's kitchen and listen to her sing as she made dinner. Whenever she was done cooking, she would give me a plate to eat. Then she and some of the other sisters from the church would make up some to-go plates, and with their aprons still on, they would head out the door to visit the sick or the shut-ins. And Grandma would say, 'We're going to hope somebody.'" Now, Reverend Barber loved his grandma, but he was pretty convinced she had bad grammar, because he knew well that's not how you use the word hope. Hope isn't a verb, at least not in that way. And he's right. It isn't a verb until we need it to be. The same with peace. Peace isn't a verb until we need it to be. Joy isn't a verb until we need it to be. Love isn't always a verb unless we need it to be. All of these gifts of the Advent season, hope and peace, joy and love, they aren't verbs unless we need them to be. And right now, our world needs them to be. So here is my prayer for us this Advent season. My prayer is that we will move through these days, not just waiting to receive the gifts of peace and joy, love and hope. My prayer is that we will move through these days actively creating peace and joy, love and hope. When the world around us is falling apart, it is so easy to feel helpless. It's easy to feel like there is nothing we can do that could ever make a difference. But this Advent, let us move through the world as Reverend Barber's grandmother did. Let us go out there and hope somebody. Let us go out there and peace somebody. Let us go joy somebody and love somebody. Friends, the world needs good news. And the good news for us is that God can use us to make it happen. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.